you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to talk?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. And when I say that, we're talking to an Ohio band today. It's the Hellfire Club, featuring Chuck, Mike. Is it Mike or Michael?
Mike,
Dave, Jason, and John. John being originally from Pennsylvania, and he does the sweeps and concert calendar for the PA Rock Show. So that's our link to pull Ohio into PA. This is kind of a get out of town segment, expanded a little bit. What's up, gentlemen?
Not too bad.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. So, you guys are hanging out in Akron today, the Rubber City, correct?
That's the spot. That's the spot.
I've been there one time and I was playing in a lacrosse tournament at Akron and,
I don't know whether to say I'm sorry or congratulations, to be honest.
We came in third, but it was very soggy that day, and I buried some guy's head in the mud.
Nice.
But anyway, so the Hellfire Club, I'm pretty sure I know where that name came from. I think it has something to do with the initials. Is it the initials, THC?
Yeah.
Yes.
They just happened to be.
They just happened to be. Okay, well then tell me the story.
The part of it that the story actually is, you know, like so many things, it came from Wikipedia. Actually, one day I was just like screwing around, getting into this whole all this Aleister Crowley crap, and just looking up weird stuff. And the Hellfire Club was this organization from back then that just kind of like to flip the bird at people that like were into, you know, mysticism and religion and all that. And they just wanted to take, you know, logic and reason, agent of enlightenment, and just kind of being a real humanistic approach to things. And then I dug a little deeper and found out that was the name of the bad guys in the X-Men films. And I said, hey,
there you go.
Hell, I can't believe
and
fire, I didn't know that.
And THC, and pitch it to the guys. And everyone's like, well, you know,
we love that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but actually, you know, part of the thought process is that, you know, it's supposed to be as much about the fans as it is about the band. Because, I mean, yes, we play in the Hellfire Club, but the Hellfire Club, to me, is everybody that comes out to our shows or listens to our music. If everybody that's a part of that is part of that club. So, yeah.
I believe you call them the Minions, right?
The Hellions, yeah.
Hellions.
That was my little, you know, twist on things. Always trying to promote, always trying to find something, you know. So,
if one of the listeners here, well, I was going to say here in Pennsylvania, but it's worldwide. But if one of the listeners was going to show up at a Hellfire Club show, what would they see?
I guess. You want us to be honest, or you want us to lie?
You can do some of A and some of B if you want.
Big old Pennsylvania redneck with American flag hat screaming through a microphone and four Ohio guys, you know, ripping and playing some of the best music. We play, cover wise, we do anything like, Stone Sour, Hell Yeah, Avenged Sevenfold, Caius, Metallica, Pantera. And then we have our originals. So far we have seven, you know, so, you know, it's, it's sounding pretty good. And yeah.
They're all the originals are kind of along the line of the stuff that we grew up on, you know, good groove, good solos, good melodies.
And kick-ass drumming. Don't forget that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's heavy music, but you know, the thing about it, and maybe you'll get into it later, is we all come from different things musically, but when we get together in the room, we start making noise together. It sounds good, and it just is what it is. I don't think you can say we sound like anything other than the Hellfire Club, but it's heavy. That's for sure.
How did you guys all meet? I mean, John being from Pennsylvania and you guys in Ohio.
Well, Chuck was in a band out here called Aleister Wild. And when Impune just ended, the band I had with George Ivanusik and Rob Perrone and Jim Krieger. And I had an ad up on GigFinder and he responded. And they were going to be doing military tours and whatnot. And this was back in 2002. And I joined that band. And me and Chuck went on and we formed another band after that called FMA, Future Murders of America.
I remember them.
And then me and Chuck parted ways. We hadn't played together for almost 10 years. And last February, Chuck called me and said that he was jamming with these guys and wanted me to come audition. And he warned those guys that what they'd be dealing with, me. And I come in and audition and it all worked out. We had a different bass player at the time and we practiced clear till August, went out and started playing. Our first show was with Red Sun Rising, another Akron band, and they've just been signed to a major label. And we had two other shows after that. And then our bass player said, you know, he wanted to pursue different things, and we put an ad out. And a couple months ago, we added our bass player that we have now, Jason Ortman, who comes from Shattered and End of Days. Shattered out here. I know there's a Shattered back there as well.
There is.
and it's been going pretty good, and you know, we're happy with this lineup. Jason has brought us to a new level, as in my opinion. He's more dedicated to, you know, making things sound the way they should be sounding.
He's more better.
He's more better. Yeah.
He's more gooder than the other guy.
Yeah. So.
On the same token, though, these guys have brought me to a new level, too, so it's mutual.
Well, thank you.
Wow, this sounds like a bromance. Yeah,
like, you know, from what you guys were talking about earlier and now hearing this, I'm not sure I'm talking to the same band.
Yeah. Well, I think now with this lineup of in this band, it's nice because we're all settled into our lives. We all have things that we do outside the band, but the band is still our focus. And everybody respects each other's, you know, lives and relationships. I mean, heck, it's the first band I've ever been to where the band went to somebody's wedding that was in the band. And Dave got married last year, and we all, you know, went to his wedding. And we tried not to be too distracting, you know, but our table was the main focus of dysfunction.
It wasn't hard not to distract when the guitar player, who was the groom, has a green beard and sunglasses on and Chuck Taylor's and a chain wallet.
And ironically, I think they opened the wedding to Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. So, you know.
It was all rock and roll.
Blood to bone. That's the way we roll, man.
Well, that's just to give the listeners an idea. One of my favorite pictures that I've ever taken at a Rock for Life show is a picture of John.
Here we go.
I think it was FMA then, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's like, it's down in my face and he's screaming. And I have this close up picture of his face while he's screaming with chew falling out of his teeth.
Yeah. John don't dabble in chew too much, but for some reason when I get around my Pennsylvania brothers, you know, that just sort of happens.
It's an awesome picture.
Oh, I know. You've taken some great pictures, you know. The one, I believe you're the one that took when I was up on top of the box truck when Impune was playing. Yeah, that's a good picture too. Yeah, but I try not to jump around and climb as much as I used to because I'm old. And I'm always good for falling and getting hurt. So yeah, I've tamed down some.
Knocking out a table full of drinks.
Yeah, knocking out a table full of drinks. You know, anything like that.
We'll bring that question up early then. So this goes out to all of you. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done on stage?
Oh geez,
play guitar.
Everybody else go first.
I broke a drum stool right in the middle of a song one time.
Yeah, you did.
And just sat straight down on the ground. Whoopsie. And the song kind of stopped and we got up. The crowd did hand me a seat and I put it back there and started playing again, but it was funny. It was embarrassing.
Mike?
Oh, well, it wasn't me per se, but where we were playing, we were at an after hours club in Detroit called the Red Door. And, it was some dude's loft in just some burnout shithole of, Detroit. And, there was only one bathroom. It was like a port-a-john thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was on stage. So we're playing like this insane, like grunge metal stuff and people were moshing. And there's this line about 30 chicks deep of really annoyed women sitting there waiting to go to the restroom on stage. And I think the whole thing was so small that we could barely get all our equipment.
Nice.
A weird thing.
Jason?
I honestly don't have much of an embarrassing moment.
You quit crushing.
I've probably got about 20 shows under my belt, so I'm still kind of fresh on that whole thing, so I can't really contribute to that.
Well, you came out in Gene Simmons' makeup.
That's true. Well, I played for Green Jello last year, a few shows, and
played bass for Green Jello?
Yeah, I played bass for Green Jello last year for a few shows. That was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Three Little Pigs. That's the only song I remember from them, but it was awesome.
I have too many embarrassing moments. I don't know. What would be
when you took out that table full of drinks at the Gemini Lounge? That was great.
We're playing at the Gemini Lounge, and Alistair Wilde was. And what were we playing? I can't remember what song we were playing. And I had a wireless mic, and I was running through the bar. And I went, and I seen this person get up off their seat, and it was like a booth. And I jumped up on. The reason they got up off of it was because here they'd spilled a beer. Well, as soon as I jumped up on the seat, I slid across. And when I put my arm down to catch myself, I just clotheslined all their drinks and just took them to the ground. Bottles, glasses, everything busted everywhere. And then I go bouncing onto the floor. You know, so I just handed the waitress $220 and said, get them what they want. It's just the best I could do.
It's like that.
Did you miss any words?
Yeah.
Actually, did you add any words to the song?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there was a few explicit words said as I was sliding across and bouncing onto the floor. Not that I remember because I was probably heavily inebriated, more than likely at that time. So,
you guys have some originals that are recorded via video on YouTube. Is that correct?
Yeah. Two of our originals are up there right now. Burn and Last Call. Burn, as Mike likes to say, is my political rant, I guess. People that, you know.
Did you just say you rant?
Yeah, me rant? Never. Jeez. It's more, I took it as, take it from a blue collar standpoint of people are just tired and fed up with the government and, you know, kind of what, you know, the original Hellfire Club, you know, was, you know, said to be about without all the, you know, rituals. And, we, you know, I just elaborate on that. So, and, Last Call is again about the blue collar, you know, men and women working and they're at, you know, it's Friday night. They're at the bar. They just want to drink. They just want to have fun. And the bartender's trying to cut them off. You know, so, you know, those two are up right now. And, another one of ours, Along for the Ride, is, you know, more of a personal thing for me. It's, I've been out of the scene for 2 years and whatnot. And it's, I'm coming back into the scene and it's just like, you know, either lead, follow or come along for the ride, you know, kind of thing. And we've got another one called Demon in Me. Which, you know, I wrote that about my bipolar experiences and whatnot. And, Let It Bleed is kind of sort of along the same lines, you know, with a little bit more edge to it. And then we just wrote one about ISIS called Hell or Consequences, you know, all that's going on with ISIS and whatnot, and tired of dealing with that. And, you know, we're ready to load up and take names, you know, you're tired of dealing with that. And then the last one we just finished is, what did I end up calling that?
Hell or Consequences,
the other one.
Man-Eater?
Yeah, Man-Eater. Man-Eater. Hall & Oates. We're doing Hall & Oates. Yeah, it's nice with these guys where before a lot of bands I was in, they just, you know, here's the music, write whatever. But, you know, Mike especially has really come up with a lot of, melody lines and harmony lines, you know, for things, and even gave me the idea for the ISIS thing. Cause I was like, I didn't know where to go with it, you know, with the song itself. And he said,
Dave did that.
Somebody said about ISIS, and I just went home and pumped it out, you know.
We don't need to know about that, John.
It's coming.
Really? Nobody got that? Wow. He said I went home and pumped it out.
I heard it. I looked at it.
Okay.
Not a doubt in my mind. Yeah, exactly. You got to wonder about the creative process of John Lane.
But, I try not to wonder about it.
But the funny thing is that I got into this thing where I was listening to a lot of Tool and got into some of these more Eastern sounding deals. So I brought in this idea. It didn't sound like that exactly. It was more an Indian Eastern, Middle Eastern kind of thing. But Chuck actually liked it, and we started digging on it for a while. But it was kind of weird because when it started to all come together, the songs, when all that stuff was in the news, and somebody just, you know, started on, wow, that's really messed up. And John just ran with it. And I think it's kind of a perfect foil because you got the music in that soundscape and the lyrics that are kind of just basically flipping the bird, you know, so it's a nice play on words, I guess.
Yes.
On music.
So. Hey, so if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Chuck, Mike, Dave, Jason, and John of the Hellfire Club. You can find
them. And Mike.
What's that?
Oh, did you say Mike?
I did. I said him second.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I have it on my screen.
And Bill, actually. Yeah, we're talking with Bill, too.
Of the Hellfire Club, you can find them at hellfiremusic.com.
Who designs that site?
That might be me. See, there's another link.
Great job, too, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, providing the best on-sign rock PA has to offer since 2004.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show with me tonight. In case you just tuned in, are John, Jason, Dave, Mike, and Chuck of the Hellfire Club. You missed us discussing where their name came from, some of their originals, and some other stuff. I don't remember which part was live and which wasn't at this point. So let's see. This is where we're going to get into the individual people in the band.
Alrighty.
So I'll ask a question, and you guys can just take turns answering. Does that work for you?
Sure.
Sure thing.
Okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot immediately.
Okay.
Okay. My question is, which one person, singular person, has supported you the most as a musician? And the way I'm going to put you on the spot is this. You can't cop out and say your mom and dad.
All right. Good. Because I want them. Okay. Go ahead, Mike. You
can go. I get to go first.
Yes.
Okay. Supported me as a musician.
You know you're not getting a trophy at the end of this list.
One, you know, person. What? I'm going to say my buddy Matt Cleary. We go back a long way. We learned guitar together. Matt's a fantastic talent, but just kind of took me under his wing really early on. And we were in the same band together, but he was kind of like my first music teacher. And even like now, to this day, when I make stuff up or come up with ideas in the back of my mind, I'm kind of like, well, what would he think or, you know, whatnot. But it's always kind of been a source of inspiration for me. And he's always been really cool and supportive. So, yeah.
And he plays with Nicky Revolver right now.
Nicky Revolver. He's been in Warrant. He, you know, played for really a bunch of bands around Akron. Fantastic talent, really.
Chuck?
I've got to say, Levi's has supported me through most of my career. No.
As in the jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Probably my wife, you know. I'm go to shows and go to band practice and, you know, work late. And not all the time do I get to spend the time that I need, you know, with the family. So probably her.
Dave?
Man, I don't know. You took away. You said I can't say my mom and dad. They literally support me. I'm pretty much useless in life, you know, without them. But and my wife, I mean, we've only been married a year. I've been with her for 6 years. So she's put up with me and encouraged me. But if I had to pick somebody that really started it all, it'd be Chris Dan. He was in Hate Corps. I think his new band's Death Revolver. He gave me my first gig playing guitar in his band. And if it wasn't for that, I'd probably still be jamming out Megadeth in the basement by myself. So I never aspired to be anything more than just the rhythm guy. And that pushed me to playing lead in that band. And that pretty much just opened the door for everything. So I'd have to say Chris.
Jason?
I'm going to have to go with my wife again. I hate to use that answer again, but she's been great. She's let me do whatever I want to do as far as playing music and stuff. My first band a few years back, was been a long time. It was my first cover band I started playing bass with, and they gave me a chance to show that I could do what I could do, and they threw like 50 songs at me. I had to learn in like 2 months, and I did it, and that right there really kicked me in the butt and showed myself that I could actually do this. So, yeah, my wife and my first cover band been a long time.
Mine... For musician wise,
you gonna cry?
Yes, I'm crying. I want.
It does kind of sound like it.
Brent Robinson, my guitar player that was in Payne's Invention. That's when I first started singing, and he's the one that kept pushing me. And you know, I really never got the singing part. I always understood, but the frontman part, it was always a stumble for me at first. And he said, you know, it's kind of, you're the quarterback. It's fourth and goal, and your job is to get in the end zone. And that's, you know, really always stuck with me. And every time I get on stage, I always try to, like Mike lives, thinks what Dave, you know, yeah, like Mike thinks what Cleary would think. I think the same thing of what, you know, what would Brent think and what would he, you know, expect. So, and we still talk constantly. You know, he plays in a couple different bands back there in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, but as far as the one person that's put up with the most, though, would be Teresa, you know, the Some Chick from Akron. You know, we've been together now 12 years. She's seen me through so many different bands. And, you know, this one, we're just talking as we're getting ready to record and everything. She goes, well, it looks like, you know, you're ready to take off again. And, yeah, so I'm hoping that, you know, that don't hinder things as always, but, you know, we never know.
So you guys have plans to record? Is that what you're?
Well, we actually are right about ready to do it. We have some good guys lined up. You know, John had mentioned the name Red Sun Rising. If you guys haven't checked them out, you will. They're going to be big time. They're fantastic talent.
They're at Rock at the Range this year.
Yeah, Rock on the Range and Rockville down in Florida. They're on Razor and Tie. They're just a fantastic local band and I've been a fan of theirs for a long time, but the guitar player and bass player, they're going to be actually recording our album for us. So we're going to do it progressively. We're starting with three songs. Within the next couple weeks, we've already done the pre-production and everything on that, so we know the arrangements. We just have to go in there and knock it out. And hopefully, you know, we'll get you copies of all that stuff. You know, you can put it on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, but
I'd love to have a get out of town segment.
yeah.
I mean, just
does it really count as an out of town segment with me? Like, being
well, see, here's the thing, John. I really haven't counted it that way. And I kind of, you know, whatever I say goes.
Yeah.
But I could play it then. I can play it whenever.
But Tyler, what's Tyler's last name again?
Tyler Valenza and Sean Klein. They have their own recording studio, and we're just going to get with them because, I mean, I hate the whole process of computers and gadgetry and all the other stuff. I just want to go in there and make music. They understand it. They want to do it. You know, they want to know how to do that and everything. So we're more than going to just take our money.
Yeah. Here. Yeah, make it happen.
So that's going to happen real soon, actually. We're hoping within the next couple of weeks to knock these things out. And it's not going to be an album per se. It's going to be a steady stream of music. We've got 7 songs that are fairly complete at this point. We've got pieces of probably 3 or 4 more. And the idea, Bill, is that we're going to go in there and get the process kind of fine-tuned, which is progressively record more and more stuff and just put it out there. It's going to be, you know, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Pennsylvania Rock Show, whatever, out there, and just have it for people to download and listen to.
The Hill Jack Files, the Hill Jack House, the Sunday Buzz. I'm sure they'll be played on all of them. Yeah. Oh, am I pimping my own stuff?
I was going to get to that later, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Bill. We'll get to it later.
So another question for everybody. If I was looking at your music collection, you know, no matter what format it is, vinyl, cassette, MP3, DVD, CD, 8-track. I owned one of those once.
They feel real anymore.
What kind of music would I see?
Stop making me go first.
Okay, Jason.
Oh, man. Throw the new guy under the bus. I have such a range. I mean, I'll start with Aerosmith and Metallica is what I really grew up on. And then from there, I started playing the guitar when I was a teenager and started getting the Hendrix and all that stuff. I mean, I listen to all kinds of classic rock, you know, old metal, new metal. I can name bands all day long.
Who's in your CD player right now or your MP3? What are you listening to like this?
The stuff week? We're playing. Come on, I'm the new guy. I got to get in there.
I listen to everything from Willie Nelson to Chris Christopherson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash to Slipknot and everything in between. ABBA. I've been listening to that a lot lately. You know, I don't know, just a little bit of everything. And I'm always looking for different things. Yeah, I try to take stuff from what I listen to and put into our format. You know, it's an experience for me to revisit some of that stuff. Dave?
I'm a metal guy. I'm not going to lie and say my catalog is diverse or anything. You might find some Avril Lavigne in there. But it's straight up rock and metal. I like a little bit of radio rock because I'm big on hooks and stuff. So I have tons of Breaking Benjamin and Stained and stuff like that. But mostly it's the Big Four and then some melodic death metal and tons of instrumental stuff. Marty Friedman, Conquering Dystopia, just Steve I, Joe Satriani, just tons of guitar stuff. As long as the vocals don't suck, I'll listen to almost anything metal. So
you don't listen to our stuff?
I wasn't going to go there, but if you're going to throw it out, okay, yeah, I don't listen to our own music. But no, I just listen to music as long as it's aggressive and technical. And yeah, it's cool.
Small
Mike? What?
Okay, Chuck.
My CD collection has a lot of thrash, like old school thrash. I like Slayer and Sepultura. And it has a lot of groove metal, like Black Sabbath. I got a lot of Black Sabbath in there. Fireball Ministry. And some of the newer bands I like, I guess, are Slipknot and Avenged Sevenfold and a little Five Finger Death Punch. And then there's a lot of classic rock in there. Aerosmith, Deep Purple, you know.
And some acoustic hookah.
There's some acoustic in there. And Columbus, there's bluegrass in there and R&B. American Dog.
Yeah, we can't cut out American Dog. Come on. So,
another band from Columbus, Ohio, redneck metal. They rip.
So okay. Metal rock. Sometimes when I ask that question, I get some off the wall stuff like jazz and blues and.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're going with next, Mike. Oh.
Well,
sorry about that.
Technically, I have a degree in that, but I'm the worst jazz guitar player you'll ever hear, so that doesn't count. You know, I have a really diverse thing. It's all metal, but, you know, I started playing it with hair metal and stuff, which is great because Chuck House busted, like, old school, like Motley Crue or Judas Priest or whatever. We know John will dive in on that.
I love some hair metal.
Hell yeah. But I'll do the, you know, anything Ozzy is big for me. But right now what I'm listening to is metalcore stuff from about 2004, bands like Trivium, Bolt for My Valentine. And there's also Mastodon. I'm a huge fan of Mastodon. And Alice in Chains, they're in my, CD shuffler in the car right now. So, you know, I think you get a sense of that, but I try and change it up. I try and keep, you know, apprised of what's new. You know, In Flames has got a great new record that comes out that I'm listening to now, you know, stuff that gets on the XM radio and Pandora. So I just try and stay current with that stuff. Oh, and one last one. Is I absolutely love Death Clock, Metalocalypse. I'm serious, man. That's a funny show, but the music is just brilliant.
If you guys had to pick one venue that is your favorite, what venue is that?
Madison Square Garden.
that you played.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a goal, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's your favorite venue that you've played in?
I mean, I've had a lot of good times at certain bars. Like, used to be a bar around here, Hook, Line, and Drinkers was a real good time.
I'd say one of my favorite places was always Jumpin' Joe's, but it's gone.
That was an awesome bar.
Yeah, I always loved that place. You know, I think that out of the ones we played with as a band, I think the Empire, as far as, you know, stage wise, I had the most fun there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to give a shout out to Ripper's Rock House because that's my watering hole, man. Whether I'm playing there or I'm drinking and watching other people get their rock on, I'm there all the time and it's a great venue. They get great bands and they got a really good beer selection. So,
yeah. Mike's keeping the electric on down there since Tiny's out. Jason. What's your?
Strange that Wings closed down, but that place was awesome. I don't think you guys had a chance to play that, but I was going to go to Ripper's too. That was my next place.
Dave, I'm going to sound like a complete jerk and name drop
the Innerbelt.
No,
that's a same sex sort of hookup joint around here. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Thank you, Chuck. I've been very fortunate. I got to play a couple huge places. So probably my favorite place I've played is the Quicken Loans Arena. House of Blues in Cleveland is awesome. But back in reality, I have to go with Ripper's also. That place is just cool. It's, like Mike said, it's the watering hole. The great people there. The vibe's cool. Food's awesome. And it's just the place that when I get to go out, which isn't that often anymore, but that's where I go.
That's ground zero for us, pretty much.
So. You guys have the website address for Ripper's by chance?
Oh, I believe our webmaster knows it.
Oh, nice. I don't know it. That's why I asked.
Hellfiremusic.com. And we have links to, you know, our YouTube and our Facebook and all that on there. Book face for all you layman's people. And, you know, as everybody that watches me on Facebook or Bookface knows, I push that as much as possible on Twitter and whatnot, you know. So, yeah, it's nice that, you know, that within the realms of social media, it seems like we're really getting ourselves out there for a band that's only played 3 shows. We're getting a lot of attention, and I try to keep that going, you know, and hopefully it pans out for us.
So we'll get Ripper's URL for them, and I'll post it in the show notes.
What's that? What's that, Bill?
I said I'll post the Ripper's URL in the show notes on the website.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. We're going to be playing there April 26th for cancer benefit, along with LA Knights, Last Days Pay, and
Tom Friction. I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah. Tom Friction Band. Friction or something like that. And it's $10. It's for a good cause, though. And I guess we just been informed that there's going to be a jam at the end of the night with all the bands, you know. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It Punch Cancer in the Face is the name of it. So,
so they're all heavier bands?
No. Last Days Pay is...
they're punk, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like punk, kind of like The Clash kind of meets modern punk.
Tom Friction's country, are they not?
Yeah, they're like modern country. LA Knights is like hair band metal and
original.
And then you got us, you know, modern metal. I guess you can put us in that genre if you have to put us in one. So it's gonna be a nice variety. And Rock Rage Radio is gonna be there. Nikki Darling's gonna be hosting it, and I think they're gonna be broadcasting live from there. So it should be a lot of fun. You know, I'm looking forward to it. It's our first show back since last fall, and our first one with Jason.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Yeah. The songs that are up now aren't really representative of what we sound like. So per se, like I said, Jason has brought us into a new, you know, more full sound, aggressive sound that we were looking for. So, you know, we're very happy to get back out there and show it to everybody. You know, we've been dying to.
Yeah. We're the best garage band you've never heard of.
Well, they're going to hear of you now.
Right.
Okay. So you're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show with me are the men from, I lost my notes. The men from the Hellfire Club will be back with a few more questions for them and where you can find them online.
There are many needy individuals residing in Western Pennsylvania who are suffering from a life-threatening disease. Rock for Life works as hard as they can to provide financial support to these individuals. Rock for Life utilizes funds from music festivals, other music-related and general fundraising events to support these individuals as well as other nonprofit organizations. To donate your money or your time, go to rockforlifeconcert.com. That's rockforlifeconcert.com. Rock for Life, saving lives through the love of music. This is John, the American Hill Jack Lane, with the AK Music Scene Concert Calendar for April and May of 2015, brought to you by FU Entertainment. April 3rd, Twisted Fate will be in Warrendale, PA at Jurgles. April 17th, Twisted Fate will be in Pittsburgh, PA at the Hard Rock Cafe. April 18th, Twisted Fate will be in Jeanette, PA at Gator's Lounge. April 25th, All My Monsters will be in Sarver, PA at Peter B's. May 2nd, Twisted Fate will be in Irwin, PA at Mr. Mike's. May 9th is the Spring Fling at the Leechburg Moose, featuring Amber Alexis, 90 Amp Fuse, Douglas Carnahan, Ill Fated, along with Slant 6. May 16th, All My Monsters will be in Laurel Borough at the Borough Inn. And then on May 23rd is Twisted Fate in Greensburg, PA at the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center. For more information on these shows and others, go to akmusicscene.com. That's akmusicscene.com for your concert calendar needs.
It's the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me are the guys from the Hellfire Club out of Akron, Ohio. A little cheer there. So we're going to give John a chance to self-promote before we go any further. Go ahead, John.
Well, thanks to Bill, which, we've decided that it was divine intervention that, you know, cause he don't want me giving him too much credit, but last.
Are you bringing the Lord into this?
Yes, we did. Last February, Bill asked me to be part of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, and I do the concert calendar and the liners and whatnot. And then last July, I signed up at, the Ohio Center for Broadcasting when, I got, three internet radio shows, two of them on the school server. Tuesdays from 6 to 8 is the Hilljack House with me and Diamond Dangerous Dave Allen. And we also do a show together on Rock Rage Radio called The Sunday Buzz that airs from 4 to 5. And you can catch both those, the first one at NorthCoastUnderground.com, the other one at RockRageRadio.com. And then also on NorthCoastUnderground.com, I have the American Hilljack Files along with the Motley Kid, Matthew Helms, and Ricky DJ Crew Dunn. Last Thursday, we did an interview with the Scenic Route, a band out here that's, you know, blowing up pretty big. LA Knights, Josie, he's been on the Hilljack house. And we're going to be doing some stuff with the Sunday Buzz and going to be interviewing lots of other bands. Me and Dave have started purchasing stuff so we can do stuff live and remotes. So, and I was informed by Micah from Rippers that if, you know, we could have done Johnny Five, which John Five from, you know, Rob Zombie, but I didn't know that. That would have been real fun, but, you know. So hopefully it gets out there and gets big, and I'm hoping to take the Pennsylvania Rock Show with us, you know, wherever I go, because Bill, you're a big part of everything, and you know, without you, I you know, wouldn't have gone this far, and you know, I appreciate everything you do for me and do for my band. You know, it's
won't you just rub his back?
I will.
Get that one knee.
Well, just I don't know if I ever actually told you. I was trying to. I didn't want to record the concert calendar myself.
Right.
And I was looking through my Facebook list and I got to your name and I was like, huh, he used to do that thing
for the Rock.
For the Rock. Yeah. And I was like, I bet he could do that. And that's all it was. I mean, it wasn't, your name was in my list. And I was like, he could probably do that.
Well, it was funny because everything happened like within the same month. Like when you asked me to do the, you know, Pennsylvania Rock Show, do the concert calendar thing. Yeah, it was the same thing. Like you messaged me and asked me if I'd be interested. And I'm like, yeah. And at first I was just calling them in and
now, my Google voice.
Yeah. Now I can recording everything. And lo and behold, it was like the very next weekend, Chuck called me and asked me to come audition for this band. So, I take it as February 2014, this was a good start for me on a lot of things. I'm very thankful for all of it.
So we mentioned earlier that you can be found on hellfiremusic.com. Yes. Where else can they find you online?
Facebook, it's Hellfire Band, I think Akron, Ohio or something like that. YouTube, soon once we get our stuff done, we have a Reverb Nation site that'll be up and you can find us on there and, Twitter, yeah, all those things.
SoundCloud.
Expand our social media out.
Chuck's Garage.
Yes. Chuck's Garage.
You can hear us every Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Every Sunday afternoon on Chuck's Church. Garage. Yeah. You can hear us. Yeah. But, it's going right along pretty good. Like I said, April 26th, we'll be at Ripper's Rock House. And then July 11th, we're going to be a part of Wayo Fest at Dave Grohl Alley in Warren, Ohio, and with several bands. It's an all-day festival, sort of like how you guys have Rock for Life and Gigaroo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Kitchen Knife Conspiracy as the headliners. So I think there's like 11 bands on it. It's gonna be a good all-day thing. It's free. There's no charge at all. So anybody that's interested in that, July 11th at Dave Grohl Alley. Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a show. So,
okay. So I hesitate to ask this, but this question came up last month with Hooch.
And, okay.
I think it might be interesting. And one of their fans asked it. Let me see if I can find the fan's name. Justin Karwoski, I think was his name. Anyway, the question was, tell me all your deepest, darkest secrets.
Deepest, darkest secrets. Well,
okay, never mind.
Anybody else go first? My deepest, darkest secret is probably ain't even really a secret. I'm bipolar, manic, depressive, I have PTSD and agoraphobia, and I deal with that every day. And I got a great therapist, Amy Pomato, out of Pennsylvania that I see, and I deal with trying to be relatively presentable and normal to people because, it's easy for me to fly off the handle. So, so far, so good. These last 5 years, I've really come control of myself.
Well, good.
What's your deepest, darkest secret, Mr. Dobbins?
I used to be a crab fisherman in the slum section of Detroit.
Is that for real?
No.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's...
What kind of crabs are you talking about?
Yeah.
What was her name? And you know, were you gathering by the pound, or how's that working? Is your deepest, darkest secret, Mike?
Let's see. I have a midget corn fetish. The Vienna sausage fingers, it really gets me going.
Dave?
I don't have any deep dark secrets.
Right.
Liar! Liar! I dig holes every day at work. I lose all my secrets. So.
Yeah, if Dave ever tells you, hey, man, we need an extra guy on the job, don't plan on coming back.
Jeez. Just being put more on the spot than the other one, man. Come on. I used to listen to ICP. That's pretty.
That is a deep dark secret.
That's a deep dark
secret. Get out!
That's pretty deep. Deep and dark. But that's past me. I'm past that. I have some anxiety issues, too, so I deal with that every day.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I try to make the part not so hard,
When I worked at Kennywood, I don't know if all you guys know what Kennywood is. I know John does.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Anyway, when I worked at Kennywood, the Juggalos would come. They had an unofficial day, you know, the ICP fans. And they never made it to the end of the night. They always got kicked out. All of them.
Imagine that.
There anybody that's going to be listening that you guys want to give a shout out to before we head off into the sunset?
Akron, Ohio.
All of Akron, Ohio. All of my Western Pennsylvania rednecks out there.
Columbus, hopefully.
Yeah. My kids, you know, the Hilljack, the Hilljack six pack, you know, those guys, you know,
they'll buy a run of t-shirts.
They better. They better. The college fund's getting cut off. I ain't kidding. I hope that, you know, all the people out there in Pennsylvania, I miss you guys. We hope to get over that way. We've been talking to Franny and, Craven about possibly doing, you know, part of the, you know, Rock for Life or Gigaroo or Rocktoberfest or something. So hopefully that pans out. You know, it'd be nice to get back there and, yeah, it's always good experience out there at Island. Yeah, you can't have a bad experience. If you have a bad experience at Island, there's something wrong with you, in my opinion. Yeah. And you guys got anybody?
What was the question?
Anybody that you particularly want to be listening?
Oh, I said Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, you already said it.
Yeah, pretty much anybody who likes, like, good heavy music, check us out. And, you know, we'd appreciate it.
Might even too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you mention merchandise? T-shirts?
Yes, we are getting t-shirts made right now. And in fact, we're just having a meeting about it. Yes. Yeah. So hopefully, within the next month, we'll have merchandise out there for people to gravitate to and purchase, because guess what? Bills keep coming and we need to pay them. Yeah. So, you know, we're hoping to do it right this time, you know, at least for me anyways. Yeah, this is the first band I've been in where everybody is conscious of what it actually takes to be in a band, and a band that's successful. And so I'm really happy with that.
The other thing, Bill, is just put it out there, because I know you're web-based and we want to have a strong web presence, is all the music is going to be free for download. We're going to have CDs and stuff if people want them at the show, but we're not going to do any of this iTunes crap. It's going to be right there for you to download. The merch and the t-shirts, obviously, you have to buy from us and stuff, but that other music, you know, just go get it, you know? It's there for you to enjoy. So, we'll have more about that, and John can keep in touch with you about where to get that when it's available.
When it drops.
Yep.
I'm sure I'll have a hand in that.
Yeah, you'll probably be putting it up on our site anyway, so
yeah.
Phil tells me to do stuff and I either forget or get wrapped up in six different things. Thank God for Bill. We're working with WordPress right now in class, so hopefully I'll be more mastered at that and be able to help you out some.
That's your shows that are posted on the website, but not because John did it.
he did remind me, and I said, oh man, I forgot, and then
Then I reminded him again, and then I just did it.
Because they're up. So thank God for Bill.
Exactly.
All right, so you've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock from Pennsylvania and beyond. This was Chuck, Mike, Dave, Jason, and John from the Hellfire Club. If you want to check them out, you can go to hellfiremusic.com. Or you can find them on Twitter and Facebook and all those fun places. My name is Bill, and this has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show for April 2015.